Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right, does he really have something special? Have the Saints drafted the starting quarterback for 2025? I'm Scoot on the air. Let's talk about the Saints draft with Saints sideline reporter and part of the WWL sports team, Jeff Nowak. Jeff, welcome to the show.
Hey, Scoot, how you doing?
Good. So, look, this guy seems like, as Bobby Abier likes to put it, he's a stud. Tyler Shough. I mean, you look at his name, it's spelled S-H-O-U-G-H. That doesn't look like it would be pronounced Shuck.
No, it took me until a while into the draft process. I don't watch a lot of Louisville football before I started saying it correctly, right? He explained it. I think it's Gaelic or Celtic. And it's, you know, there's a few definitions. If you look up what Shuck means in that spelling, there's like one that's like, oh, it's a little shaggy dog. Or another is that it's kind of a ditch with water in it, which I kind of feel like the image makes sense. But you know, he's a good sport about it. You know, he talked about how early in his playing career, he was like, yeah, maybe I'll just change it and have it spelled the way it sounds. But he changed his mind.
It looks like it should be pronounced show.
Yeah, shower, shaw,
shower,
maybe.
Show. But it's shuck. And look, we're familiar with the word shuck in this part of the country.
I mean, the puns write themselves. There's a chance it becomes kind of an inside joke where like, oh, shucks, and you spell it that way or, you know, shuck it.
Yeah.
Anyway.
But,
you know, I think people have, there's been a lot of criticism around this pick. People say it's a reach. I don't think a lot of people are super familiar with Tyler. And I think if you talked to a few people last week, they would have pronounced it Xiao. That's the level of interest people had in this player in the pre-draft process, just in terms of paying attention to who he was, what his skill set is. And I think as we go and as people kind of see him and watch him operate, there'll be a lot more appreciation for his skill set. You know, people have kind of hinged on, oh, he's older, he's 25 years old, he spent 7 years in college, he had multiple season-ending injuries, and that's kind of where the analysis ends for a lot of people. But when you really watch it, you know, you look at him play, he's 6'5", he's got a good, not great arm. There's been better arms out there, but he can make all the throws. You know, he's got a really good way of navigating pressure. You know, Joe Burrow is a player that I always appreciated. When he rolls out of the pocket, you watch him play. He never loses his kind of ability to throw. Like, he's always got his shoulders squared. He's always got two hands on the ball. He's running like a quarterback, not a runner. And when you do that, you're able to release the ball quickly. You're able to identify someone as you're extending a play and get the ball out. And being able to do that quickly is critical because those are the instances where if you're on time, you can make a huge play as you're scrambling. If you're late, it can be a huge turnover. It can be a terrible result. And so I like his ability to do that. He's a guy who can, you know, we've spent decades watching guys stand on their tippy toes trying to see over the line of scrimmage. We'll finally have a quarterback to watch that. If they move Trevor Penning to guard, right? One of the reasons you don't want a 6'8 guard is because the quarterback's not going to be able to see over him. Well, this guy won't have that problem. So it does open up some options there. I like the pick. I was on him. He was my mock draft pick when he put it out there in the week leading up to the draft. I actually had the Saints trading up to go get him at maybe number 32. They didn't have to do that. They got him at 40. So, you know, if it sounds like I'm okay with the pick, it's because I am. I was hoping they would bring this guy in. I had him as the second best QB in the draft. A lot of people did. I know the Saints did. I think he's going to be a fun guy to watch. I'm interested to see, you know, how he goes out there in camp. We'll see him at rookie minicamp next month in May, and we'll see how it goes. But I think people are going to, you know, as folks watch him a little bit more, they'll start to appreciate his game.
MLB.TV is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! Woo! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.TV. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Can he run?
Yes, actually. You know, it's interesting because he had those significant injuries, right? He had a broken collarbone. Then he took another hit and he kind of re-injured the same collarbone. In another season, he got kind of a hip drop tackle on him and he broke his fibula, right? He ended up going to Louisville from Texas Tech. The Texas Tech offense, they had him running a lot of QB power. You know, he's taken hits a lot more. Even at Oregon, he was running a lot more. He went to Louisville in Jeff Brohm's kind of pro-style offense, and they wanted him to be more of a pocket passer, and I think he wanted to stay healthy, so he was okay with that, and he did. He stayed healthy through all the games. He didn't scramble as much. There weren't as many designed runs. But, no, he's one of the more athletic quarterbacks in this year's class. He ran a 4.6 40 at the combine. If you go back to his Oregon days, you'll find a lot of really impressive runs. But the Saints have to be careful with that, right? Like, one of the reasons you don't want your quarterback getting out there and running all the time is because he gets hurt. So, no, I think that it'll be interesting to see how they use that skill set. But he can definitely get out and make plays with his legs.
You know, 25 years old, he is going to be more mature. And, you know, he still could have many, many years with the Saints. So, you know, another thing, you know, any player drafted from BYU is older because, you know, the Mormons, they take a year or two off to do service. So, you know, the players on the BYU Cougars, they're older than other football players because they take that year or two off.
Yeah, and, you know, I think at other positions it would be more of an issue. I actually asked Kellen Moore about this, and that's basically what he said. At the quarterback position, you know, that extra time in college is not going to be viewed as a negative. It's going to be viewed as a positive. You look at someone like Bo Nix, who had a long college career and showed up in Denver and was able to run Sean Payton's offense from day one. Jaden Daniels had a long college career, came into the league a little later. Michael Penix in Atlanta came into the league at like 23, 24, right? And so – so you're talking about one more year, but what is the difference really? You know, you end your first contract at 30 instead of 28. Like, is that really significant, or is it, you know, making a mountain out of a molehill? I would argue it's the latter. So, you know, he's learned three offenses. He's going to show up on day one and be able to play. And I think, you know, you look at that as, hey, if you can get a week one starter instead of a guy that you have to sit for 2-3 years, have him learn how to be an NFL quarterback, you have a guy who comes in with pro-ready traits. That's a good thing. So, you know, I think they're looking at it and saying, hey, and this is how I look at it. If by the time his age actually becomes an issue, you're talking 6 to 8 years down the road, at which point he's still your quarterback 6 to 8 years down the road, then this was a good draft pick. So I don't see it as a problem, more so than just a talking point for people who want to come up with a quick and catchy way to downplay his abilities as a starting quarterback in the NFL. Now,
Jeff,
there's things to be critical about, don't get me wrong, but that's not one of them.
You think Spencer Rattler will give him an honest challenge for the starting position?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, no, definitely. Spencer's a competitive guy. What's working against Spencer is he was drafted by the old regime, so he's not going to have kind of that built-in confidence from the guys in the room. Like, Kellen Moore, the reason the Saints have Tyler Shrug on the roster is because all the quarterbacks on that coaching staff, and there are many of them, evaluated this guy. They like this guy. They brought this guy in. He's Kellen Moore's quarterback. That said, if he's not ready to go, and Spencer Rattler is, you go with Spencer Rattler. Derek Carr is going to be part of this equation too. We'll see how that develops in terms of his shoulder injury. But no, I mean, that's got to be a competition throughout camp. I don't think anyone in the locker room benefits from a quarterback being brought in and just being handed the keys to the job. You gotta earn it. The veterans in that room understand that. The players in that room understand. The young players in that room understand that. And goes out there and Tyler Shrek is not the better quarterback throughout camp. I think you do go with Rattler.
Yeah, that was one of the problems that I had with the relationship between Derek Carr and Dennis Allen. It seemed like Derek Carr was just automatically going to be the starter no matter what. So let's talk about Derek Carr. You've written a lot about him. You've got an article on our website about Derek Carr. And, you know, it's a very sensitive time for Derek Carr. Our thoughts and prayers are with his wife and with him. They have suffered a miscarriage. And since he's a religious guy, I would think that he is thinking that this is God's plan for right now. He just did not want this to happen at this moment.
Yeah, there's a lot to unpack with Derek's situation, and we're really only kind of scratching the surface of it. As you mentioned, you know, he spoke at a church service in Las Vegas. You know, it's a place he's spoken before. It was an hour-long sermon, and he revealed a lot of this information, talked about, you know, lies that had been spread. And yeah, one of the things he did talk about was when around the time he was planning to come to New Orleans to help resolve this shoulder issue and figure out what they were going to do, they had to rush his wife to the hospital. They did not know she was pregnant. She ended up having a miscarriage. And, you know, I think upon learning that information, I hope that people will kind of look at how they've been reacting to all of this and take a moment and understand that if you hear that information, you learn that information, and your first thought is, how does this affect me as a football fan? And not, I should have empathy for this person and the situation and how terrible it is, and kind of understand that, then you are so far off the plot of what's important that, you know, yeah, you're going to have a hard time ever finding it again. So I didn't want to say that, but beyond that, he did talk about the shoulder injury. He said, yes, of course it exists. He has an MRI to prove it. It's a complicated situation. They're going to try to figure it out. But, you know, I think as we learn more about everything that's been going on, you understand why the Saints haven't really been talking about it, because it's complicated and they want to have all the information before they go forward. So yeah, it's a shoulder injury that we'll see whether they have to have surgery. And I think if you have to have surgery and you're a quarterback at 34 years old, that probably ends your season. So I think that's the decision you're making. Do you want to have surgery, fix it, and miss this season? Or do you want to try to rehab without surgery and potentially be available? I would be, at this point, I have to imagine that surgery is the more likely option. Otherwise, we'd probably be hearing more about the situation, but I don't think a lot is settled right now.
All right, Jeff, your gut reaction, does he really want to be in New Orleans?
You know, it's tough to say. I don't want to speak for Derek. I really don't. I don't think that he has been, I try to phrase this. I mean, there's a lot of fans out there who give him a real, real hard time all the time and don't want to see him back. And I think he knows that. He understands that. At the end of the day, he's under contract. You know, I think he would probably be okay with moving on somewhere else, but it's really not his decision. It's the team's decision of what they want for him. So I don't know. Like, I think he's the type of person that would kind of, I don't think he has any problem with kind of being the villain of a scenario, right? Like, I'm going to prove you wrong type of situation, but it's definitely uncomfortable. It's definitely not a positive situation for any you know, positivity around him in that role. So we'll see. It's impossible to know right now. But I do think, like, learning what we learned today is very helpful in understanding why this offseason has played out the way it has.
Yeah. Jeff Nowak, Saints Highlight Reporter, thanks for all the information. I hope there's a new, younger quarterback in there starting for the Saints. And, you know, I feel positive about the draft, and I'm feeling really good about the Saints with a new coach. So we'll be talking to you in the future. And thanks for the time, Jeff.
Yeah, no, that's good. Thanks for having me on.
All right, Saints sideline reporter Jeff Nowak, also a part of the WWL sports team. So how are you feeling about the Saints, and how do you feel about the possibility that Tyler Shuck, this new quarterback from Louisville, the one they drafted, How do you feel about him possibly being the starting quarterback? You know, Bo Nix went from Oregon to the Denver Broncos. He had a really good season. We have seen rookie quarterbacks do really well. Now, not everybody's Jaden Daniels. He did really well with the Commanders, but rookie quarterbacks can do well. So I don't think we should be discouraged if we end up with a rookie quarterback who is the starting quarterback. If you want to join us with a comment, the Open Heart Jewelers talk and text line is 504-260-1870. I'm Scoot, and we'll be right back on WWL.